Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 27, 1976, in London, England.
How life it is. This is life. Green, down and up, clear sky, sun. This is life. You get rejuvenation in this atmosphere. What is this nonsense? All sky-covered buildings, no air, no light. Jagatahitaya. The mind becomes crippled, the health becomes deteriorated. Children cannot see even the sky. Everything is spoiled.
Every day in the city they make a report, pollution report, and they say you should go outside or not go outside. Some days it is not good for your health to leave your home.
They are also selling fresh air from.
Fresh air?
They are selling fresh air.
Fresh water also.
Yeah. Sure. In Tokyo they have special machines you can get air, clean water.
By cleaning the urine? Now they are doing that. Fresh water by cleaning urine. Fat derives from stool. Yes, German people did it. Fat extracted from stool. Scientifically. You can use it with butter very nice. Bread.
Some of the materialists may argue that these activities are not all that unbeneficial. For example, they've made a tractor, and in America they can produce so many grains, so much so that practically they could feed the world.
Why do they not?
Because their mentality is very abominable. Their mentality is very abominable.
Do that. There are so many overpopulation, and you can do it in America. So much land vacant here.
Better to put the people in the factories in the fields. If they're going to work, let them work growing the grain and milking the cow. Yes.
Then they will live very happily that way, man. Jagatahitaya. Read it.
Shayaya Jagat Hitaya.
Shayaya. Shayaya means for ruination. Bringing ruin. Ruination. To save them from ruination. Actually, I've seen in New York some quarters so nasty. In London also. So nasty. Disaster. So many stores found lying vacant. I was, when I had no business, I was like, see the city. Hellish country. They said it is risky, it was risky. But I did not know that it was risky.
One electrician,
he was my friend. So, oh, sorry, you are going to those quarters. It is not for you, don't. I do not care. What I have got, they will take from me. So I was loitering in New York City. So many nasty quarters. London also. So many houses, vacant.
There's more chance of being killed in New York City than in the jungle.
Yes, they warned me not to go to the Central Park in the evening. They say at night nobody goes there.
Except the thieves.
Huh?
Except the thieves and killers.
It's such an important city and such an important park.
Is there any stage at which these atheistic people have done anything good by accident? Is there any step in the
jungle? They suppose these accidents clear one thing. Nowadays, they have got the accident. Because ordinarily there is no good. There is no possibility. But by accident if some good comes. That's all. Otherwise, jagata ahikaya. It is only for bad. But accidentally means good comes. Accidentally, Krishna consciousness movement came. Otherwise, it was going on. Nobody called Krishna consciousness, the scientist, the philosopher, the politician. But accidentally came. Accidentally, God desired. We cannot explain God, therefore we take it as accident.
It's very interesting. Very. In a Vedic community, everything is very ordered and goodness prevails. Therefore, God consciousness seems very natural.
Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. The demoniac are engaged in activities that will lead the world to destruction. The Lord states here that they are less intelligent. The materialists who have no concept of God think that they are advancing, but according to Bhagavad Gita, they are unintelligent and devoid of all sense. They try to enjoy this material world to the utmost limit, and therefore always engage in inventing something for sense gratification. Such materialistic inventions are considered to be the advancement of human civilization, but the result is that people grow more and more violent and more cruel, cruel to animals and cruel to other human beings. They have no idea how to behave toward one another. Animal killing is very prominent amongst demoniac people. Such people are considered the enemies of the world because ultimately they will invent or create something which will bring destruction to all. Indirectly, this verse anticipates the invention of nuclear weapons, of which the whole world is today very proud. At any moment, war may take place and these atomic weapons may create havoc. Such things are created solely for the destruction of the world, and this is indicated here. Due to godlessness, such weapons are invented in human society. They are not meant for the peace and prosperity of the world.